Thursday, February 6th. I was so excited about my big surprise for Chloe and Zoe that I could barely eat breakfast. Thank goodness I had just enough money for 6 tickets saved up from babysitting Brianna and from my allowance. I begged my mom to drop me off at school 10 minutes earlier than usual so I could buy the sweetheart dance tickets before Chloe and Zoe arrived. As I rushed down the hall, I passed a bunch of girls who had obviously just purchased their tickets. Several girls kissed their tickets, while others just stared and giggled hysterically. One girl twirled in circles, and another jumped for joy. OMG! It was like being in the hallway of a mental institution or something. But the good news was, it looked like tickets were still available. Woohoo! However, this is what happened when I tried to buy mine. I'd like 6 tickets to the dance, please. Oh, actually, we just sold out. Sorry. I couldn't believe my rotten luck. No more tickets are available? Are you sure? I asked desperately. Since we're having a special catered dinner for the dance, we had to turn in a figure for the number of students attending 1 week before the event. Unfortunately, our advisor placed a telephone call with the final headcount 5 minutes ago. So we can't sell any more tickets, sorry, said Brittany, the cheerleading captain, as she pulled their poster off the wall. Just great, I muttered. Then I turned around and rushed straight down the hall to the nearest girls' bathroom. I locked myself in a stall and waited until the bathroom was completely empty. Then, in a very calm and mature manner, I did what any normal girl would do in my exact same situation. I had a really good scream. Which, for some strange reason, always makes me feel a lot better. But now I had a whole new problem. Chloe and Zoe were expecting this huge surprise, but now I didn't have anything to give them, which meant they were going to be super disappointed. How cruddy would that be? I dug through my locker, trying to find something to give them. A moldy peanut butter sandwich? My favorite not-from-the-mall linty hoodie? An opened pack of tissues? A half-used tube of lip gloss? My situation was hopeless. Maybe I could give them something really unusual. For me, anyway. Something that would require honesty, integrity, and maturity. Like, maybe the truth? I'm really sorry, Chloe and Zoe, but as a surprise, I tried to buy tickets to the sweetheart dance for you both, but they were sold out? No way. Unfortunately, honesty, integrity, and maturity are not my strong points. So instead, I decided to just fake it by giving them some junk from my locker. Surprise! Chloe and Zoe, as a token of how much I cherish our friendship, I'd like to give you this pack of tissues and a tube of lip gloss. Both only slightly used. Of course, they both thought I was nuts. They looked at me and then their surprise and then at each other and then back at me and then at their surprise again and then at each other. Finally, Zoe forced a smile and said, Nikki, thanks. You shouldn't have. But Chloe was not having it. Yeah, Nikki, she's right. You really shouldn't have. You're kidding, right? Please tell me this isn't the big surprise you were telling us about. That's when Zoe gave Chloe a swift kick in the shin to shut her up. Kick. Ow! We totally love our gifts, right, Chloe? Zoe said, glaring at Chloe through a fake smile. I'll love it if it will keep you from kicking me again, Chloe grumbled under her breath, still rubbing her shin. I plastered a fake smile across my face. You're both welcome. Enjoy! And yes, I was a total loser for tricking my friends like that. And now I'm feeling really guilty. I can't believe I actually gave my BFFs slightly used tissue pack and lip gloss. I mean, who does that? I'm such a total loser. I wouldn't even want to be friends with myself. Unfortunately, my day didn't get any better. Once I got home, there was even more bad news waiting for me. Trevor Chase had called and said he needed to reschedule for next month. He's in the process of producing a television special for Lady Gaga and had to remain in New York City for another 3 weeks. So now my band and I won't be meeting with him on Saturday to discuss recording our original song. My exciting career as a filthy rich, world-famous pop star was over before it had even gotten started. That's showbiz!